the most fundamental way, of course, to deal with it is that people have to be careful, and people have to guard their eyes, and you know, and avoid these kinds of things, and avoid getting trapped in these kinds of things in any which way. It's hard sometimes for people, and that's understandable. Humans are humans, but it's very valuable. But the best safeguard is rich relationship. Now, the Rambam wrote that these kinds of challenges, these kinds of difficulties, find a place in a heart which has a lot of empty space. But a heart which is filled with passion, the Rambam wrote, a heart which is filled with passion for Torah. And that's certainly true. But I think it's absolutely true as well that a heart which is filled with passion, period, a heart which is filled with relationship, with a sense of connection, is just less likely to find a need or any satisfaction in wandering off in those directions. And so, really, the best way to avoid getting involved in things which distort our perspective of relationship is to get heavily, heavily invested in enriching our existing relationships, in making them relationships which are filled with excitement, eye contact, connection. Now, those lost arts, to some degree, are not only losing something themselves, but they're also therefore leaving room to create this alternate model of connection and relationship, or this alternate perception of what it means for, you know, men and women to have connection that's shallow and difficult and very, very complicating.